In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. If you look at the history of the children of Israel, at the root of their problems was their desire to be like the nations around them. You know, they went into the Promised Land, they noticed what the people were doing, and so they started worshiping the alien gods. And they adopted the practices of the nations, thus offending God and disobeying his commandments. And in today's gospel, in today's first reading rather, we see how they say, we want to be like everyone else. We want to have a king. The children of Israel up until this point did not have kings. They had their own tribal governments. You know, they have princes of the various tribes, and at need, God would raise up a judge, you know, like Samuel or Samson or Jephthah, and the judge would lead the people of Israel, usually in a war against their enemies, so that they would be set free. And then the judge would go back to their lives. They would not pass it on to their children. They wouldn't be like a hereditary monarchy. But the children of Israel didn't want this. They wanted a king. They wanted to be like everyone else. And Samuel warned them what living with a king would be like. Kings would be like the elites are today. They, you know, take all the best stuff for themselves, and they basically reduce everyone else to slaves. And the people were okay with that. And so God said, fine, you want a king, you'll get a king. And they got Saul. Saul was okay at first, and then he was disobedient to God. Then they got David. David was not perfect. Then Solomon. Solomon started out good, but then at the end he did not end up well. And the children of Solomon, well, among all of the kings of Judah and Israel, there was one or two good ones. That was all. So this is what the problem is when the children of Israel wanted to be like everyone else. Now, what do we hear these days? We've got a dialogue with the world. You know, we got to convert the world. We don't dialogue with the world. We convert the world. The idea is not to be converted by the world, not to make compromises with the world, but to bring the gospel to the world, which is the truth and the light. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.